Letters to Daniel, Volume 7. Letter 635. Rhema Word. Part 1. Martial Law. And Part 2. The Marshall Plan. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2017, in the 10th month, on the 28th day of the 10th month.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars, Episode 5. The Empire Strikes Back. It is a dark time for the Rebellion. Although the Death Star has been destroyed, Imperial troops have driven the Rebel forces from their hidden base, and pursued them across the galaxy. Evading the dreaded Imperial Star Fleet, a group of freedom fighters, led by Luke Skywalker, has established a new secret base on the remote ice world of Hoth. The evil lord, Darth Vader, obsessed with finding young Skywalker, has dispatched thousands of remote probes into the far reaches of space. Dear Jesus, Saturday, the 28th of October, 2017, 10 p.m. This last Thursday night at work, the Lord Holy Spirit begin sharing with me a message you have for our brother, named Marshall, or Mars for short. He shared many of your thoughts with me concerning Mars, and he named this word, Martial Law, a homonym for martial law. Then on Friday, the Lord expanded more on this message, with part 2, which he called the Marshall Plan. Here then is the Rhema Word for Brother Mars. Begin Rhema Word. The 28th of October, 2017. Dear Brother Mars. Part 1. Martial Law. The Lord Jesus has deputized and authorized you to impose martial law upon those territories occupied by enemy forces, in which you dwell, and or visit, from time to time. This law comes from your knowledge of the scriptures, and the power of God. If you bind, the enemy is bound. If you loose, the Lord Holy Spirit is loosed to be a free bird. Part 2. The Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan is the Messiah's plan for your kingdom life, to minister the acceptable year of the Lord to those who have been bound by Satan in occupied territories, per the following scripture. The Book of Luke, Chapter 4, Verses 16 through 21. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book, and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." This is the summation of this word for Mars, son of Yahweh. And Rhema Word. Supporting data, Wikipedia.com says this about martial law. Martial law is the imposition of direct military control of normal civilian functions of government, especially in response to a temporary emergency such as invasion or major disaster, or in an occupied territory. Martial law can be used by governments to enforce their rule over the public. Wikipedia also says this about the Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan, officially the European Recovery Program, ERP, was an American initiative to aid Western Europe, in which the United States gave over $13 billion, approximately $132 billion in current dollar value, as of October 2017, in economic support to help rebuild Western European economies after the end of World War II. The plan was in operation for 4 years, beginning on April 8, 1948. The goals of the United States were to rebuild war-devastated regions, remove trade barriers, modernize industry, make Europe prosperous once more, and prevent the spread of communism. The Marshall Plan required a lessening of interstate barriers, a dropping of many regulations, and encouraged an increase in productivity, labor union membership, as well as the adoption of modern business procedures. The initiative was named after United States Secretary of State George Marshall, who served as the United States Army Chief of Staff during World War II. The plan had bipartisan support in Washington, where the Republicans controlled Congress, and the Democrats controlled the White House with Harry S. Truman as president. George E. Marshall, General of the Army. It was during his term as Secretary of State that he planned, campaigned for, and carried out, the Marshall Plan. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Letters to Daniel, Volume 7. Letter 635 Alpha. Rhema Word. Commissioning Document for Marshall of the Divine Council. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2017, in the 11th month, on the 11th day of the 11th month.
Dear Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit gave to me this commissioning document for Marshall of the Divine Council, which I now relay to him. Dear Brother Marshall, I shall try to correct errors when shown to be errors, and I shall adopt new views, so fast, as they shall appear to be true views. I intend no modification of my oft-expressed, personal wish, that all men, everywhere, could be free. President Abraham Lincoln, the 22nd of August, 1862. Marshall, please know that you are hereby commissioned by the Lord Holy Spirit to apprehend and properly dispatch all manner of evil spirits of hell, and forcing upon the enemy the royal law of Christ, on earth as it is in heaven, in accordance with Scripture where it says that. The Book of 1 Corinthians, chapters 12 through 14. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member but many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as He pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that, miracles, then, gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Chapter 14. Pursue love, and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him, however, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue, edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played? For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all, yet in the church I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I may teach others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brethren, do not be children in understanding, however, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people, and yet, for all that, they will not hear me, says the Lord. Therefore tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe but to unbelievers, but prophesying is not for unbelievers but for those who believe. Therefore if the whole church comes together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. How is it then, brethren? Whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be 2, or at the most 3, each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let 2 or 3 prophets speak, and let the other judge. But if anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church. Or did the word of God come originally from you? Or was it you only that it reached? If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. But if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. Amen. Therefore, Brother Marshall, you are hereby commissioned with this Rhema word. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.